This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Back with you. It's the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. And, you know, it's been said that Donald Trump has, you know, a corner on a big part of Hillary Clinton's real estate mind, if you know what I'm talking about. I mean, here in a foreign policy speech last month, she mentions Trump 62 times. Last night in her acceptance speech, over 20 times. You know, you tell me, what do you think? Listen to what Chuck Todd had to say about it.
Of Meet the Press, Chuck Todd. Chuck, your opinion on the job as delivered?
Well, what I said earlier was the words Stemwinder and Hillary Clinton and speech are never probably going to be in the same sentence. To borrow a phrase from Mario Cuomo, you supposedly campaign in poetry, govern in prose. Well, the speech to me was a lot of prose, which in many ways is Hillary Clinton, right? She didn't go out there and try to be something she wasn't.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a speech that built on the momentum of Wednesday night. Wednesday night was speech night in many ways. There was a lot of great poetry from President Obama to Joe Biden and things like that. I think the two things that struck me about it, though, substantively, first of all, this is a very progressive agenda that she outlined. And if you think about this, I don't think anybody, I don't believe anybody on the set there, I challenge you, Rachel, anybody else on that set, a year ago would have thought that she would give as progressive of a speech as she gave tonight. I think it's a speech that Bernie Sanders could have given if he were the nominee tonight. And it does seem as if that when they wrote this speech, they seemed to be almost more worried about Sanders and making sure they did everything to keep the party together, because it was on that front, it was very progressive. The other part of it is, and she said this in an interview 2 weeks ago, and this speech makes it clear. She said 2 weeks ago, somebody asked her, is this going to be a referendum on you? And she goes, no, this is going to be a referendum on Donald Trump. Well, she made her speech about Donald Trump, the other half of her speech about Donald Trump. She made more references to Trump in her acceptance speech, 20, than Donald Trump made of her, just 9. So I think that tells you where their focus is. They believe they're going to win this election by making this, because it's anti-Trump, and that gives her the luxury of, I think, campaigning on a more progressive agenda because of Trump. That appears to be the calculation they made. It's not going to win over a lot of extra Republicans, put it that way. But I don't know if that was the goal of the speech.
Chuck, we have a...
You know, Scott, I wonder if America really understands what this progressive agenda represents. You know, she's so quick on one hand to, you know, bring up the question of what it would cost, you know, some of these things that Donald Trump has presented. But whenever she presents something, she just says, hey, we're going to pay for it. And somehow, you know, she looks to, you know, big business and Wall Street, all these people that she's taken money from. And I guess she just keeps on, you know, going to the ATM machine of Wall Street. Whenever, you know, things fall short, everybody says, well, let's go after the people that got the deal. In fact, she said something quite profound, which was interesting in contrast to what Peter Schweitzer had to say about follow the money. She says, follow the money. And I'm going, she did say that, right? I mean, it's like with the Clinton Foundation, follow the money. And next to the money are Bill and Hillary, and yet they're, you know, claiming to be servants of us little people, you know, of the minions of America. They are servants, you know, but make sure that they get their cut. You know, let's not deny that their hands are out and they're looking at it in much the same way that Nancy Pelosi. And I believe it's the disease of these professional politicians, this political class that we've allowed to develop over time. And is it any wonder? I mean, the Constitution is getting thrown out and you got elites trying to run this deal because America has decided to, you know, check out. Well, we need you to check back in, ladies and gentlemen. It's all hands on deck. If we're going to get this country back on track, it is where it is right now because that's where we let it go. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez
Live. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez, and you know what time it is. It is time for Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, a nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good. Well, I'll tell you, the Democratic National Convention, we're going to be wrapped up with both conventions. The Democrats have been on parade. What are they telling us?
Two different alternate realities, I must say, between this week and last week. What world are we living in here, Bill?
Yeah, do we have to suspend it? I mean, Dr. Gorka says in order to understand the Democrats, you've got to suspend reality. So you're convincing me that that's true.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So let's just go through the specific economic planks and how they're different one from the other.
Okay.
Let's start with taxes. Okay. So Hillary Clinton is talking about increasing taxes on anybody over $250,000, which she thinks is like the upper 1%. I think people making $250,000 feel they're barely surviving in many cases right. These days, depending exactly. Where you are. Mm-hmm. But those are the terrible, rich, successful people you have to get to pay their so-called fair share. Right now, the top 10% of the population pays about 50% of the taxes. So I think they're paying plenty of their fair share, but she wants them to pay more. Mm-hmm. And then use that to create all kinds of wonderful additional entitlements, right? Mm-hmm. Free student loans, so you wouldn't have any college debt coming out of school. Increase Obamacare to make it available maybe to people age 50 instead of 65. Kind of Medicare, kind of for all, if you think of it that way.
Right.
I could go a whole series of things, but basically she wants to increase taxes, and Trump wants to do the exact opposite. He wants to cut taxes on corporations, currently the top rate 35% down to 20%. Individuals, top rate now is about 40% down to about 25%, which would clearly stimulate the economy, Bill. Mm-hmm. The question is, how much of a hole would it put in the federal budget, which would be a big one, like trillions of dollars here.
Yeah, and that's what the Democrats are saying, is that what Trump's offering by cutting taxes is that they're going to be this big hole. But they said that about Reagan as well.
Right.
And the fact that you had increased activity, it made up for that. And
to some extent, remember,
you don't know, right?
The deficit did go up under Reagan, remember,
right.
A lot.
Right.
But there are other reasons. For example, there's a big military buildup as well at the time. Mm-hmm. See, expenses don't go down that much. They maybe go up at a slower rate, but they never actually go down.
Well, how would you like to be president coming in, Jordan?
The military has to be insane.
The military's been blighted. Guess what? We're going to have to spend money in the military.
Right.
That's just the way it is. So you can't be pre-World War II levels
right. And
be in this contentious, threatening environment that we're in. I mean, this is deja vu. This is Clinton to George W. Bush one more time, isn't it?
It is. It is. So I think Trump would have to spend more money in the military, as you say. Clearly, he's going to spend more on building the wall and all that. And I've heard estimates that deporting 11 million illegals would be something like $300 billion. So there's lots of things that Bush, Trump would spend on that Clinton would not spend on.
Yeah.
So I think that's the concern. I think lowering taxes is a good thing, particularly on corporate taxes, because a lot of companies are keeping literally trillions of dollars outside the country because they don't want to bring it in to have a 35% tax. That money could flow into the U.S. and be invested here if we get our tax rates down to a more reasonable level, like 20%. So I think that could actually help. The way the Democrats kind of phrase it, it's a giveaway to the rich, you know?
Yes.
That's not the way it works in the real world. When you lower tax rates, you encourage people to invest and spend in your place. If you raise taxes
and hire people, imagine that. What a novel concept, right?
And if you raise tax rates, or you raise the minimum wage or something like that, you encourage people to go elsewhere. That's just the way it works. So that's a big difference between the two on taxes.
What about trade?
Could not be more opposite. Okay, so I mean, Clinton is basically an internationalist and wants more trade. Although she seems to be waffling on trans-Pacific partnerships. Sometimes she likes it, sometimes she doesn't like it. Maybe it'd be renegotiated. Trump is completely against it. He's against NAFTA. He wants to put 35 or maybe 45% tariffs on China, Mexico, Japan, all of our major trading partners, which would immediately cause a trade war. I mean, it's not a question. It would happen within microseconds, okay?
Right.
You put a 45% tariff on China, and they're going to put tariffs on our stuff immediately. So both sides lose. Mm-hmm. We've been through this before, right? In the Depression, mm-hmm. it was called the Smoot-Hawley Laws, where we raised tariffs. Everybody around the world raised tariffs. It caused a depression. So I thought we'd learn that lesson, but not. So that's not something Clinton would do. That's something that Trump would do. So I think we want to have more trade. What I want is lower barriers, not more barriers. Because
exactly.
when we have lower barriers, more free trade, We win. I mean, people. Yeah. We have the stuff people want: Boeing airplanes, you know, all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so we want to reduce barriers, not increase barriers.
But Jordan, what people don't understand, and the media seems to be ignorant of it, is that it's about the deal. Donald is about doing the deal. And you know
right.
as well as I do, when you do the deal, you're not bending over backwards as you enter in the door. You're holding a stiff chin. You're going to
yeah.
try to hold a line so you've got a position of strength to negotiate from.
Right.
You know, it's like Henry Ford says, you know, if you say you can't do it, you're probably right. And this is what this government has said time and again. It can't do it. Guess what? You're right. You can't do it. So
exactly.
let's get you out of the way and let's get somebody in there who can.
Well, maybe.
My humble opinion.
It's different. I think it's different negotiating with, like, the Planning Commission in New York City, or, you know, somebody putting up a tower, mm-hmm. than China on having their currency go up or
yes.
getting rid of that. These are major kind of things. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he'll be a fantastic negotiator and get these fantastic deals. But the people in Mexico, in Japan, in China now say, no way is that ever going to happen.
Well, of course they're going to say no way. That's what they're going to say.
Right.
But when you sit down, you say, look, there's got to be a way, and we're going to work it out. And I believe Donald Trump, at least he's open to try, where, you know, this current administration, you know, they've said, okay, no way, that's it. So meanwhile, what happens is the United States keeps bending over backwards.
Correct.
We keep giving away stuff, and now fair trade has become unfair trade.
I agree with you. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, that's a major difference between Clinton and Trump on trade.
Okay, let's talk about government regulations, one of my favorite topics.
A huge difference between the two, okay?
Yes.
So Clinton, what I think, would amp up even more all the regulations we've had under Obama in every area. Labor laws, environmental laws, financial services. There's something called the fiduciary rule, which is coming in, which is going to really change the financial industry. I mean, I could go through all the different areas of government, massive new regulations, amped up even more under Clinton. And at least in theory, Trump would cut a lot of that stuff back. Now, Reagan said the same thing, and he did cut back to some extent. But the federal government is a real monster. It's kind of
yes,
hard to
is.
Tame the thing, you know?
Exactly. Well, it's cost us hundreds of billions of dollars, these regulations, and what have we gotten out of it?
A lot of scared people. Lawyers get rich, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah. you know, here it is. It's like, who are you serving?
And lobbyists. Mm-hmm. Too. So, I mean, that's something I think Trump would benefit mm-hmm. by getting regulations down and freeing business. We've had a pretty meager recovery from the recession, maybe 1% or 2% growth a year. I think mm-hmm. the regulatory burden, and if you look in the areas, the big parts of the economy, healthcare. Massive new regulations through
right.
Obamacare. The financial services industry, massive new regulations through Dodd-Frank. And just environmental regulations to put the coal business out. I mean, just one after another, that has been a major slow. I'll give you another example, oil. Hillary Clinton wants to basically ban fracking. That has been one of the major growth areas of our economy.
Exactly.
Producing a lot of high-wage jobs.
In spite of what the government has done, and Jordan, we've got to wrap this up. Like you said, you and I We could be spending days on all these things. From
there's a big difference between the two of them.
Immigration, investment. Yeah, exactly. There is a big difference. I would say study to show yourself approved. So when you go to vote, that it really does count. The one and only Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man, has been with us. Jordan, as always, thank you so much.
Always glad to get their emails at moneyanswers.com.
Going on right now at Guitar Center, we're extending our friends and family discount to you with savings up to 20% off the gear you really want. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear, and more. Discover the feeling of making music with your friends and family and saving up to 20% off on thousands of products from most major brands across the store. Go to GuitarCenter.com to get your friends and family coupon during Guitar Center's Friends and Family Weekend. Going on now, in-store and online.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Hey,
Just the Way You Like Me, fresh every day, 3 hours from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. It's just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Ann Pierce is with us. She's the author of A Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. Dr. Pierce, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Okay, let's talk about this book. I mean, we've got experts. You know, the president again this week said, hey, all is well overseas. I mean, we're better off. America's better off than it was 8 years ago. I've done a great job. John Kerry, he's more concerned about global warming and air conditioning. And Hillary Clinton assures us that no matter what, we just can't, you know, anything other than Trump, than our foreign policy. I mean, just look at my record, she says. And, we're in a state of confusion because you watch everybody applauding her at the Democratic National Convention and, you know, and you almost have to do what Dr. Gorka has suggested, that we need to suspend reality. So for you, Dr. Pierce, what was your motivation in writing this book?
So when I saw Obama-Clinton foreign policy being articulated and put into place, I knew that this could not lead in a good direction. They were rejecting our best foreign policy traditions, which emphasized peace through strength and human rights. They were downgrading our defenses, ignoring American ideals, reaching out to the world's worst dictators, dismissing and snubbing our allies and pro-democracy groups. And, of course, something we're all aware of now, they were inadequately focused on growing threats from hostile regimes and extremist groups. And, of course, you see the result of that today. The world is, in Chuck Hagel's own words, exploding all over. So this
exactly.
idea that it is being, as you said, promoted in the convention that we're okay, obviously is not the case.
Well, Dr. Pierce, I mean, you know, I think Marco Rubio summed it up perfectly in one sentence. He says, our allies no longer trust us, our enemies no longer fear us, to your point. You know, the basic foundational elements of our foreign policy have been thrown out the window. And interestingly enough, by a president and an administration that admittedly went into this understanding that foreign policy was not going to be a strength. Supposedly, that's why Joe Biden was brought in as vice president. But it seems that the whole foreign policy doctrine that has been rewritten has been done so by this Obama administration. And I'm not getting the results. I'm not connecting the dots here.
Oh, you're so right. And that was one of the reasons I was an admirer of Marco Rubio, because he did pay very serious attention, not only to foreign policy, but to our best American foreign policy traditions, which, in my opinion, and his too, combine moral and practical concerns. So they emphasize both global stability and national security, and human rights and political freedom, or at least the idea of human dignity. And we often forget today that our best Cold War policies were built upon both. It wasn't only defensive alliances like NATO.
No.
It was
right.
also the projection of American ideals with Voice of America-type programs and denazification
exactly.
programs, et cetera.
Yeah.
Well, we've abandoned that whole post-World War II learning and abandoned our best traditions, and we don't have a good discussion going nationally or on the presidential candidacy stage on this foreign policy at this very, very crucial and dangerous time for us in the world.
Exactly. Are you as concerned as I am about the military downgrading? I mean, to be at pre-World War II levels, you know, what I am sensing here, and tell me if I'm wrong, is that this is Bill Clinton deja vu all over again. Clinton blighted the military. All of a sudden, we had to go to war, and, you know, George W. Bush was left with pea shooters. Are we going to be in that situation all over again?
You know, I think we actually are in that position. A couple of years ago, I decided to get out of my academic bubble and start going into D.C. So I go to House Armed Services Committee hearings, House Foreign Affairs, Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearings, again and again and again and again. I hear generals, military experts, intelligence experts saying ISIS is not on the run, but we also need to focus on extremist terror sponsoring aggressive regimes. We're not even looking at that. And they're also pleading with this administration for better defenses. And I'll just give you an example of this administration's attitude. There was a State Department appointee at this Armed Services hearing, and military leaders and congresspeople were pleading for better missile defenses, for the installation of missile defenses in Hawaii, given the now very real threat from North Korea.
Right. And you're not even bringing up China. Let's just say North Korea right now, and we see China doing their thing, too.
Yeah, in terms of the actual now likely ability in the near future to reach the Western United States with a nuclear weapon. And they were pleading for this. And this bureaucrat from the Obama administration was actually saying, well, we'll deal with that when that's necessary, or something to that effect. Well, that is that retroactive response. And I wrote an article called Obama's Reluctant, Specious Return to Deterrence. And the world is in such a bad state that now he's being forced to go back to that concept of defense. You see that, for example, in our new involvement. All of a sudden, the administration is pro-NATO. All of a sudden, we are moving some troops back to try to put some limits on Russian aggression, but we're still doing it in this drip-drip way that leaves our aggressors too much and too often at the advantage.
Well, you know, part of what I like about Trump here, Dr. Pierce, is that he's willing to take on the accepted convention. And for the last years under this administration, you know, as he says, America is not winning. You know, we're not winning in trade. Negotiating with Iran, you know, now we find out, you know, this backroom deal, and I don't even know why people are surprised. I mean, you know, we saw it happen with Obamacare. The personalities, you know, just keep on, you know, coming to the forefront here, the character of this administration, and they're not beyond doing stuff in the back room and making side deals and committing, you know, we the people to things that are rather deleterious. And all because, you know, this disease, this rampant disease that's in this party, and I think at every turn, you know, I just want to call out the Democrats and say, you guys got to wake up here and see that this is a systemic issue. You have this attitude that we the people are a bunch of knuckleheads, that we need you, that without your brilliance, we're going to run off a cliff. Because we're just ill-prepared, we're not grown up, we're not mature enough, we don't know enough about what's happening in the world. And thank God we're just so blessed to have you leading the way to keep us from our own perilous ideas.
Boy, I so agree with you. And you look at this administration, and they did make damaging deals with dictators again and again and again, often announcing in advance what concessions we would make. And as far as this idea of the American people will just roll over and not notice, well, I thought that Clinton's speech last night embodied that approach toward the American people. Here she was, Secretary of State. We didn't hear a thing about her record of foreign policy, as if no one would notice that. And then she actually referred to the founders and their principles. And how did she define those principles? As unity.
Yes.
Unity. And we know what she means by unity. She means unity around her ideas.
Exactly.
She means there's nothing.
Compliance.
Right. But that's not what the founders were all about. They were about individual liberty.
Exactly.
You know, checks and balances, separation of powers, limited government. That's so silly, this idea of unity. No, so much for diversity, right?
Exactly. Well, Dr. Ann Pierce, thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on the book. It's available through Amazon and all the usual places, I take it.
Yes, and if you want to kind of see my orientation toward foreign policy in my articles, you can go to my website. It's annwithanerpierce.com, and then there's also information about my book, A Perilous Path, on my website.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
The fact is, we had 4 dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night and decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
They should just back off because she did everything right. The letter, the spirit of the law.
By so many measures, our country is stronger and more prosperous than it was when we started.
Racism, we are not cured of, clearly. And it's not just a matter of it not being polite to say nigger in public. That's not the measure of whether racism still exists or not. Societies don't overnight completely erase everything that happened 200 to 300 years prior.
Bill Martinez won.
Hey, welcome back, America. 27 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and I guess we can almost get back to normal after the last 4 days of this suspended reality that we've been thrown into. Coach Kevin Collins is with us, holds a doctoral degree in public admin, Semper Fi Marine, like yours truly, retired New York City police officer, a member of American Mensa and the NYCPD Honor Legion. You can go to his website, thecoachesteam.com. Coach, how we doing?
Doing very well, Bill. We got a lot to talk about.
Boy, I got to tell you, you know, one thing just real quick here, just a real quick sidebar between you and me, and that was the president, you know, in that soundbite talking about, talking about prejudice and the inherent problems that
seem to beleaguer us. And the thing that comes to mind is that it's a two-way street, Coach. You know, if your perception is that you are being prejudiced against, and that's your default position, then everything through your eyes and worldview says that you're being cheated, you're being persecuted. And, you know, this is a systemic issue. It is foundational and it's far-reaching. It's not just about, you know, supposedly white America. And, of course, what we found out and realized in your book, again, which you released, and I'm glad that you did that. And the timing couldn't be much better, Coach, because it runs hand-in-hand with Dinesh D'Souza's new movie that he just released, Hillary's America, which was in the top 10 at the box office last weekend. And I'm just hoping that America will see this in large numbers because they need a education. I would say a re-education in some parts, but, you know, sadly, a lot of what's shared in your book and in that movie has been omitted from the history books of our educational institutions.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's mention the book. The book is The Dirty, Locked Away History of the Democrat Party, mm-hmm. and it's available at Amazon. And, of course, I'm the author, Kevin Coach Collins. Mm-hmm. That's The Dirty, Locked Away History of the Democrat Party. And let me tell you something. I'll give you an example. It's just a small thing, but it's not really a small thing. It's part of the overall dumbing down of people. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite shows to just decompose and have fun and not get into politics is the Travel Channel's Mysteries at the Museum. I love mm-hmm. those little stories.
Yes.
And I watched one, I don't know, on demand, so I don't know when it ran originally. Mm-hmm. And it had a story about New York City and the Astor family. And as usual, they tell you a little bit about the museum that they are going to be talking about. And, you know, it was like they have the drinking cup from a toast from 1928. They have the tip of a spear thrown by an Indian chief. And they have in this segment, they have the death mask of Aaron Burr, former president, former mayor of New York City. I jumped out of my skin. That's absurd. It's ridiculous. And I actually immediately tweeted to the Travel Channel and to Don Wildman, said, how ridiculous are you? What kind of nonsense is that? Aaron Burr, mayor of New York City? But you see, and I'm thinking to myself, what a shame. How many people are sitting there and would argue with me sometime in the future? Of course, I saw it on television. Aaron Burr was the mayor of New York City.
Mm.
And that's what we're up against here, Bill. People like me and you trying to educate people. Sometimes it's a tough haul.
Well, this is why, you know, Coach, and we say this, and I say this with all my heart and soul, and you know me, and that is that we have to pursue the truth. If we're going to get the answers, we're going to be, you know, get this country back on track, we need to do it based on the veracity, on the truth, no matter where it leads. Democrats, you know, continuously say to us, well, there's nothing here, there. You know, just move on, whether it's emails, whether it's you know, a couple of guys, you know, going down the street in Benghazi, as Hillary Clinton would say. I mean, it's just one lie after another. You know, Democrats say, well, you know, of course every vote counts, and there's, you know, these Republicans are dealing with a witch hunt by saying that there's voter fraud. Well, how come Democrats are caught up in these nets of voter frauds? Why is it that in Pennsylvania you got something like 58 voting districts that voted over 100%, in some cases 120%, for Barack Obama? 120%, Coach. I mean, you know, people that are dead, you know, are casting votes. This is how powerful the Democratic Party is. I mean, they're so good that they can get people to rise again and vote for them.
Yeah. Well, you know, since you mentioned Pennsylvania, I can tell you exactly how it's done. they go to the polling places in Trenton, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
They wait for people to vote there. Then they put them on buses and bus them to Philadelphia, give them lunch and beer and cigarettes, whatever they want, and they drive them around Philadelphia, letting them vote 5 and 6 and 7 and 10 times. And that's how you come about. And it was even worse. It was the numbers in Philadelphia in a recent presidential election exceeded the numbers in this particular district, exceeded the numbers of adults, not even registered voters, the number of adults in the district. So, yeah,
Meanwhile, you know,
their election success is voter fraud.
Yeah, and they you know, the media ignores it. The election agency ignores it. Federal Election Commission ignores it. And then when it comes up, all the damage has already been done. People have been elected. You know, it's much the same way that Harry Reid, you know, he made those false statements of all places in the well of the Senate, Coach. I mean, to me, is there no dignity that you're going to have a leader of the Senate, Harry Reid, lying about Mitt Romney, and then a couple of years later kind of giggle about it, like, you know, all's fair in love, war, and politics. Really? I mean, this has been the problem. The Democrats want us all taking the, you know, the great Jewish shooters and going along with them because we're a bunch of idiots. We don't know any better, Coach. And thank God we have them in charge, or otherwise we would really be a mess. I mean, immigration would really be out of control. Our families would really be messed up. Our foreign policy would really, you know, be on the ropes here. I think they're already doing that, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. But let's look at the bright side. The bright side is, at this point, it appears that the American people have had enough. And I'm very happy to point out that Hillary Clinton got what's known in the war rooms as a dead cat bounce. That's one that's really useless.
Well, Coach, we got to go to break. Stay on that point right there, Coach. We're going to come back and pick it up right there.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth matters, and it's okay to insist on the truth. If we're going to get this country back on track, that's our mission, ladies and gentlemen. It's 19 before the top of the hour right now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. You ask, what does it take? Maybe another Obama phone, some more health care. Let's throw in tuition in there, too. Why not? We're going to do all these things that, compromise our self-responsibility and causes us to check in our dreams and ambitions. I mean, it's so funny. You know, they talk about dreams and ambitions, but they don't quite connect the dots. They think somehow, Coach, that they're responsible, that they're empowered over the people to pursue their own dreams and ambitions. I mean, you know, their connection with the whole concept of self-reliance and self-responsibility is, it's just so blatant and obvious. But if people, you know, aren't willing to hear what they're saying and ignore, and if they're willing to ignore the history and the evidence that is so clear, then shame on them. And shame on them to the point that these rising numbers of people that are, you know, drinking the grape juice is putting this Democratic Republic at great peril.
Well, you know, the Democrats and a lot of politicians on both sides subscribe to a warmed over version of the divine right of kings.
Yes, exactly. So
you're always going to see this, but the Democrats have brought it to an art form.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very difficult, and Trump is doing it, but it's very difficult to turn people's heads away from free stuff,
exactly,
into responsibility.
Uh-huh. Coach, have you seen Dinesh D'Souza's movie?
Yes, I have.
That's what it is. It's a con, and they're not about to give up the con. They just keep, you know, they just keep developing a new con, one thing after another. It was one that passed on from Bill Clinton. And it skipped George W. a little bit, but then, you know, all of a sudden here you got Barack Obama, and he's working it big time.
Well, I've heard my book described as the libretto for that movie.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, because, but But I say that the con started in the early part of the 19th century by when Aaron Burr tried to steal the Louisiana Purchase land. So, so I love the point that this Dinesh makes, saying they're trying to steal the greatest thing in the world, America.
America itself,
trying to do it for 200 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, that's progressives. That's what it's all about. I mean, they, you know, their first affirmation, Coach, when they took over the educational system, it was like they really, you know, stuck their tentacles into the system. And it's just been a slow grind and implosion. I mean, an implosion of the middle class, of all these important entities that make up our society. Black America, you know, the hyphenation of America, they've bifurcated this country, and they've done everything they can. I mean, you got Hillary last night talking about the power of unity, but it's their party that has divided everybody and hyphenated everyone. And it's going, well, on one hand, you talk about unity, but don't look at what I have under my sleeve in the other hand here, you know?
Don't turn your back, delegates, and look, because they locked the doors to keep people from getting up and walking out.
Exactly. I mean, are people understanding that's what happened?
They knew
Bernie Sanders people were threatening to walk out, right? So they said, well, we're locking the doors.
Yeah. Well, we're seeing that reflected now in the fact that Hillary Clinton is going to be tagged with a very difficult prize. And that's it. That is that what she got is called her bounce in war rooms, in political campaign war rooms, is called a dead cat bounce.
Mm-hmm.
She progressed. She jumped up 1.8%. But Trump jumped up, too, to a new high.
Mm.
So when you combine that at 1.8%, or you juxtapose it with the GDP that's at 1.2, she barely beat the GDP, and both of them are horribly low. This is a very difficult, this is another terrible week for her, and she has no do-overs. And her and a campaign are getting very smug about the fact that it's been nearly 240 days since she's done a press conference. And I think that they really think that they are going to go the entire campaign without doing a press conference. And it'll be great. I hope so, because Trump will do the press conferences for her.
Exactly. Well, and that's what's going to happen. I mean, even if you got to get Clint Eastwood out with an empty chair and talk to the empty chair once again, we may have to reprise that that scenario in order to get some information. But, you know, like she says, Coach, which was really interesting, you know, it's kind of self-indicting. She says, look at my record. Well, okay, we're looking at your record, and I'm not tracking with you, girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. And
Let's talk, Coach, because I want to talk about the L.A. Times poll.
Yeah.
You mentioned that. So let's talk about that.
Well, the L.A. Times is what I was referring to, that she did close up a bit on Trump, but Trump is still nevertheless 6 points ahead. And the real significance of the L.A. Times, which just began to really come on the stage this cycle, about 10, 12 days ago, is that they do a poll every night,
mm-hmm.
and they release it just after midnight Eastern time. So it's real. It's right there. I mean, there's no opportunity to spin it. And it shows that she got a dead cat bounce.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not very good for her. Now, the Los Angeles Times poll is one that Nate Silver of 535.com, who is seen as the guru, as the end-all be-all to Democrats, the great prognosticator, he used them in 2012 and pointed out, he did, that when all was said and done, they came in only 1.4% off the final numbers. So with Trump plus 6 in that poll, here's what happened. About 10 days ago, Silva smugly announced that Trump had a 20% chance of winning the presidency. After the Republican convention, Silva moved that up to 58%. So, I mean, that was like in 5 days.
Yes.
In 5 days. And when you go into his message and look at the states that he's still giving to Hillary, this is going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah. Well, he's trying to hold on to some credibility, isn't he, Coach? Otherwise, he's going to be a Dick Morris part two.
Yeah. Well, that's it. You know who does that game is public policy polling, PPP.
Mm, right.
PPP dances around, and they are an admitted Democrat operation.
Mm.
But towards the end, they will start doing real serious polls. Now, Rasmussen National Poll hasn't come out. That's what we'll be waiting for. But they did, Rasmussen Nevada did come out, and Trump's plus 5 there. I was listening to a radio show yesterday that uses CBS, and CBS News very giddily came on to tell us that there was a Suffolk poll in Pennsylvania that showed Hillary Clinton up 9. Are you really?
Mm. Yeah.
Shows you how desperate and insane they are.
Is that another one of those polls where you got a 25% Democrat advantage? You know,
it's got,
going
well,
in.
Of course, there were no internals supplied.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, and this is the thing, Coach. I'm in my humble opinion, I think these polling agencies that are out there, if you cannot stay objective, then they need to be called out and exposed for who they are. And not even pay attention. I don't even pay attention to the ABC polls and some of these others because they're so prejudiced. And you find out after the fact, you know, when you look at the internals, if you're able to get them, in some cases you're not, you find out, well, yeah, it's weighted. It's weighted for the Democratic Party. And
you don't have to look, Bill, at the internals for the NBC, Wall Street Journal, and the CBS polls because they were both exposed by the WikiLeaks.
Yes, exactly.
Drop of the emails.
Yeah,
NBC putting their thumb on the scale and laughing, and CBS, I think, perhaps even worse. CBS got caught accepting and using questions submitted by the DNC.
Exactly. Well, Coach, lest we forget, we need to document that and have that up on our websites so everybody knows once and for all as a reference. It's like AP. AP juiced that Tuesday primary, the final Super Tuesday,
yep,
and how they upended and pulled the carpet out of Bernie Sanders. I mean, here he is neck and neck with Hillary in California, for example, speaking of which. I mean, within 2 points, the margin of error, and suddenly she wins by double digits. And the only difference was that AP announced that Hillary had the numbers, that the primaries were over. She was going to be, you know, she had the numbers to get the nomination. End of story. And that's the only difference
now
right there.
They're reaping the whirlwind for that.
And they should. Coach Kevin Collins has been our guest on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an